Men are amazing. Men are amazing.
These days, there is no shortage of content on men's issues, masculinity, dating advice, you know, whatever you want to call them. Content telling men what they are supposed to be doing. But what people don't realize is that they are contributing to what creates those problems in the first place. They keep repeating the same old advice, which is easier said than done. And then the result is a social-economic landscape where it is going to bring them even more victims. And I am not only talking about big names like Andrew Tate, Hamza, Fresh and Fit, and others, but this rhetoric is repeated at large by many. Rhetoric that will only succeed in burying men, most men, in a trap they can never escape. I am not sure if they just don't recognize the implications and the results of their advice, or they just don't care about it. Because at the end of the day, it means even bigger competitive advantage for them.
On the whole, they're either prioritizing, let's say, fun, hedonistic pleasure like travel or short-term relationships, or their education and their career, okay? And this delays them seeking and finding long-term relationships until later in life. And this is potentially problematic for a number of reasons. First of all, the game of mating and dating shifts significantly at age 30. Age 30 is basically when the average man's sexual marketplace value exceeds the average woman's sexual marketplace value for the very first time, and it will never reverse after that point.
To this day, podcasts with millions of followers claim that women's SMB is lower than men after age 30. I mean, he's right, completely right, that women now, compared to the past, are prioritizing fun times, travel, career. They don't need to be in a committed relationship anymore. And the result is people getting married less, getting married later in life, having less children. But menosphere is way off when it comes to men's SMB being higher than women at age 30. What world are these people living in, bro? I mean, guys, these are really big podcasts that get way higher views than me. These are the channels setting the narrative, not me. I mean, this guy is delusional enough to say SMV too. Remember that. Because often coppers will say, okay, maybe she can hook up easily, but women will have trouble finding men who will be willing to date them long term in a serious manner. Bro, 30-year-old woman, even 40 and 50, doesn't matter, will have much easier time finding someone in their lives compared to men their age. I mean, regardless of age, it is easier for women to get into a relationship. And theirs is going to be a reel going their own way too, not a sand situation. They have their own looks match as an option. They just prefer to stay single. A single woman is usually voluntarily single, unlike the majority of single men.
The author, a female author, was expressing her dumbfoundedness over why so many like presidents and magnates and successful men cheat. And it's like she totally didn't get it. It's like the men became successful in order, not necessarily to cheat, but in order to have access to more and more attractive reproductive opportunities. Mm-hmm. And on some level, that's why I often recommend that men try to hold off making that long-term commitment as late as possible, because they're generally, all things being equal, unless they fuck things up, they're going to have more and more attractive opportunities with women as they age, as they increase their status, their prestige, and their wealth.
Unless you mess it up, you will have more attractive options when you are older. What does it mean, messing it up? Does it mean not being rich? If I work a normal job, make 40-50k a year, is that considered messing up? It is crazy to me that all this expectation is placed on men. Expectation of being some sort of, you know, like superhuman. And this is done. This is done by so-called men's rights champions. With manosphere, it often comes down to these guys. This is like their default rhetoric. They all do this. Even MTOW. Not all MTOW, but some of them do this too. Oh bro, just hold off dating until you get rich. And they say this like we are living in 50s and 60s. Leveraging your financial power to get attractive women to commit to a long-term relationship with you. That is what he means. But in this day and age, that is just not an option for the vast majority of men. People like him just won't address the underlying problem. The average worker in the West, I'm not talking about Afghanistan or, you know, other countries, maybe in South Asia or whatever. I don't know their social fabrics and dynamics, but in the West, women don't really need the average man financially. Not anymore, bro. They say just build yourself up. Focus on yourself and build an empire if you want something as basic as having options.
This message is for men over 40, and you know what? Men over 30 even. Y'all are looking toe up on the dating apps. As women make more and more money and we're not forced to be with someone for economic stability, guess what? We're going to be going for attraction. We're going to go for romance. All these things that we couldn't go for because we had to prioritize financial stability for the future of our children and to have a roof over our heads. We couldn't have our own credit cards 30 years ago. And while we...
Every time a new episode comes on, the whole barbershop shuts down and we all listen to it together. We think that you're the best. We'd love to have... like. Come in anytime for a free haircut, man. Our pleasure, our way of saying thanks.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't take him up on it, but I was moved. I was touched. And it took me a while to figure out that that was the first time I had ever been offered something as an adult man just for being like me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I was like, well, wait a minute. How many times have I personally... like offered women drinks and meals and travel time just to like lure them into my presence to potentially initiate a sex.
Now, even if we ignore the fact that what you will be getting won't be anything real, even if we ignore the fact that she's going to be witchy because of a lifestyle you can provide to her, it often doesn't end well. But if we ignore that for the sake of the argument, what he says here is just not the practical reality for the average worker today. Because women also work now. They even get paid a little more than the average man with the same title. I am assuming they are working the same title, right? Women are less needs. Men live with their parents more than women. I have talked about this. There is 45% increase in men choosing to be needs, opting out of society. Men bitching out in large numbers is not just some manosphere fantasy. They just got sent. Guys, you gotta understand something, all right? What we experience, what we see now in today's day and age, is the direct result, natural consequences of work-oriented, materialistic culture. A culture that will only benefit the guys at the top. It's just natural consequences. Women working 60 hours a week, work life being glorified. You know, people always bring up immigrants, saying that they increase competition for jobs. But when you look at it historically, with women participating now, there is twice as much competition compared to the 50s and 60s. It basically doubles the workforce. I mean, guys, I am just stating a fact here. Higher the labor supply, lower the bargaining power for the existing workers, which in turn, of course, enables bosses cut salaries, right? I mean, it is easy to see which parties benefit from this. And there's another aspect to this too. There's another angle to this too. Of course, the rich, the elite are promoting this because it actually benefits them in another way too. If you create a culture where anything that is not materialistic be damned, people's value is based on how much materialistic possessions they have. You know, a woman working 60 hours a week is glorified. If everything is money-oriented, if people's religion is money, career, and power, the top 1%, the rich, can just use their money and power to get women just much more easily. Much more easily. I mean, if you are the boss of that woman working 60 hours a week, if she's taking orders from you, will she respect you more or her husband more? Question mark. Question mark. I'm just asking a question here. I mean, after all, they are worshipping something you have in abundance, right? So, of course, people like Andrew Tate are going to push for this. I will probably name this video VikTav as one, not MTav, VikTav. But what I mean is this, really, more like the rich and elite has one. VikTav, women going their own way, is just the natural child of that. Now we are living in an extremely materialistic world, combined with liberal social landscape, and the result is this. I mean, guys, you are going to say, okay, Rehab, humans are innately, naturally materialistic. You might say that. And you would have some solid points. But when you combine that with social liberalism and technology, you are going to get this. This is by design to keep the wheel turning. Oh, you got to get rich and get rich fast. Sure, bro. That is how you are going to escape the matrix. They talk like, oh, bro, just build yourself up. Man's value is higher than women after 30. This is also contributing to the problem. Everybody is just too focused on getting rich. Everything is money. Finding that status, right? Because that is the only way men think they will finally have some options. That is what society tells you. Even manosphere, not realizing that they are only participating in a losing game. You cannot beat the house, brother. losing game for the vast majority of men. Because now, going to college and holding a job is not enough, is not provide you with that lifestyle. Or as you hit 40, 50, you're gonna have more attractive options. Just keep at it. No. What you will have is less hair, gray beard, less enthusiasm, and just a woman who's tolerating you. And that is if you are lucky. Some men won't even get that.
Fine. Fewer people getting married, fewer people having children.
So have you thought about how this problem can be solved?
Well, they keep complaining about women having too high standards. It's like, bruh, your standards for yourself are through the fucking floor. Your friends don't want to hang out with you. You don't want to hang out with you. Why do you think a woman would want to hang out with you? And how is this their fault that they've got too high standards? You suck. You suck.
These insane standards are always put on only men, by the way. If you raise an issue, if you say something, that means that you suck, and even your own friends don't want to hang out with you. That must be something wrong with your personality. They love to jump to conclusions without even knowing, like, without even addressing what is being said. I mean, if there is one thing I agree with MTAO is this. When you tell man, the average man, who works a regular job, that he's a loser, that he needs to get rich quick, you are really condemning them to a game they are destined to lose. People like Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, and other manosphere figures might claim, might say that they are trying to help men, but what they are doing is basically normalizing this extremely materialistic and gynocentric game men are forced to play. You are normalizing this. Go get that Bugatti if you want to get treated like a man. Go get rich fast. You gotta improve yourself to the max if you want to have options and get treated with respect. Bro, like, it is you. Not necessarily you, but the mindset you are pushing that is making these people act the way they do. If you base a man's value and worth on his money and status, then why would the average woman get into a relationship with a baker or with a bank teller, a construction worker? You know, on one hand, they keep creating the narrative. Oh, dude, you suck. You know, if you are not successful, if you don't have no drive, of course, a woman will reject you. You need to make more money. And then they turn around and bring up the fact that marriages and families are in decline. That is the outcome. When you create a narrative that men need to hold off and not commit till they are middle-aged and have more money, then women get told that a career is what matters the most, you know, is what makes them a strong woman. Like, what do you expect? This is the social landscape we are living in. And of course, they use smoke screens, dog whistle words like drive, having a purpose. They don't say out loud, just get rich. They are polishing it with some fancy words like finding your purpose. Because otherwise it would be shallow, right?
So we know that relationships are in a decline, which is actually kind of strange because it seems like it has never been easier with the uses of certain technologies to get into relationships. So it's a little counterintuitive, right?
And you also gotta love how clueless and delusional these guys are. He says somewhere, oh, it is weird because with dating apps, it should be easier for men. Brother, male loneliness is not happening despite online dating, but because of it. At least one of the reasons contributing to it. I am not saying it is the only reason, but one of the reasons contributing to it. But these guys are so out of touch with reality. Like, it is easier for women and very good looking men. And maybe for rich guys like him. He has a very big channel. Getting a lot of views. He's also a therapist in San Francisco. Claims to charge his victims, his customers, very high rates. So for dudes like him, maybe. But not for people like us. Not for the 95% of men.
One dimension of this is that women increasingly are using their 20s to not prioritize getting into long-term relationships. On the whole, they're either prioritizing, let's say, fun, hedonistic pleasure like travel or short-term relationships, or their education and their career.
I mean, why wouldn't they? You are telling men they suck if they don't make this much money. You hold men to such ridiculous standards. And then there is the fact that women now are encouraged to work and be a career woman. So, of course, they prioritize fun and career. This is the inevitable result. Why wouldn't they?
When you think about, I mean, maybe the last 20, 30 years or so, you know, a lot more women have been going into the workplace and they've been making equal or more money than men,
sure.
Right? Which I think is a great thing.
It is great if you are an employer because that means the labor supply is now doubled. You get twice the applicants. The bargaining power of workers are down. But is it really great for every party in the equation? Is it for the average man?
But what that means, as women become more successful, both in terms of their educational attainment and their income and their lifestyles, it's harder for men to offer them a significantly better offer. And a lot of women, I think understandably, might prefer to be single and unpartnered than to be partnered with a man that they perceive to be a liability.
Correct. But what is the advice given to men in that predicament? Just hold off looking for relationships, focus on being the best boxer you can be. I mean, you can put it any way you want. You can word it any fancy, sophisticated way you want. But it comes down to that advice. Just be a better boxer. I mean, Viktov prevailing was always gonna happen, guys. Always gonna happen with that mindset pushed on men. Always.
Like, no one will enjoy greater optionality than a young, beautiful woman, right? But if you're a rich, famous man, you have comparable optionality. But many men never get to explore that optionality because they commit to a woman in their late 20s or their early 30s before they really come into their own.
Oh, it is because you decided to commit early, not because you can never be rich or famous, right? Sure, bro. I mean, at least he's naming it. He's calling it as it is. Being rich and famous. A lot of other people use fancy words to hide what they are trying to say, to sound less shallow. Finding your purpose. Instead of straight up saying, look, man, you gotta be rich. You don't want to be alone for the rest of your life? Try being rich and famous. They just use some smokescreen words. What if that purpose is simply playing video games? No, of course not. Of course not. That ain't a real purpose. But, you know, at least as delusional as he is, this guy is straight up saying, hey, man, try being rich and famous.
What are people to do? It seems like everything's just broken now. I mean, you kind of mentioned that, you know, online dating actually decreases the likelihood of a relationship starting. So yeah. Let's go into that a little bit.
Yeah, this is sort of counterintuitive. You would think that with online dating, it should be easier than ever to get into a relationship.
No, you wouldn't think that, actually. Well, only you would think that. We don't think that, brother. It did get easier for the top 1% of men, though. That is real. Maybe for a rich man like him, it might have gotten easier. Now that they don't have to create genuine attraction through their looks. They can just skip that level with their money. If this guy had to find genuine attraction without leveraging his money and status, he would be a viewer. A viewer of mine or Hammerhands, as I always say. But online dating and feminism gave those men that option. Now they have access to young and attractive women. I mean, rich men always had that option. We gotta be real here. But now, it is even wilder. Because now, there is no stigma around women being promiscuous. It is encouraged women. And then, now real wages are down. Women participate in workforce and make just as much money. Like, the SMV of the average man has never been lower in a very, very long time. And remember, whatever makes the oofy-doofy weaker will only make rich men more powerful.
Men are attempting to exchange resources for sexual opportunity, and women are attempting to exchange their sexual opportunity for resources. And I'm using resources in the most like broad sense possible. It's not necessarily money, though it certainly could be. It could also be attention. It could be emotional validation. It could be instrumental support. It could be children. It could be commitment. It could be time.
What I love about these guys is their assumption that just because it doesn't happen to them, it can't happen to anybody. When you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? He described the beta box phenomenon perfectly. It doesn't have to be with fiat money, but this whole rhetoric of, oh bro, women cannot love. They only use men for resources. Bro, with you, yes. With the vast majority of men, whom women consider to be below average in looks, yes. That statement is true. But I love how all these guys don't understand that. That is not the case for everybody. Good-looking and tall men get the real version of it, brother.
To be honest, it might be more important for men to have the experience than for women to have the experience, but who are they going to have the experiences with? You understand?
Yeah.
All this has driven me to a point where I'm dating a man now.
It's tricky. This is because women tend to choose competent men.
competent is one of those dog whistle words they love to use to make beta boxing sound sophisticated and noble. What if you are competent at something that doesn't bring money? Let's say you are Radiant, right? Let's say you are Radiant in Valorant. They'll say, oh, sweetie, see, that is not real competence. Competence isn't real competence if it doesn't bring you a lot of money and status. Just say the word, bro.
So let's look at what happens when a guy sits down with a dating app. Within his subjective experience, it's one of him and an infinite sea of women, okay? So what he's basically thinking is, I'm in high demand relative to an inexhaustible supply. Men are increasingly emboldened to just say, hey, are you gonna put out? Because I know that there's somebody else out there who will, and he's right, yeah. Okay?
These people have absolutely no touch with the reality. That couldn't be any further from the truth. The truth and experiences of the average guy. Men these days know how hard it is to actually get something, some concrete results from Tinder. You will get some matches, sure. But even getting dates out of those few matches is a challenge for most men. The data is out there. How many of those right swipes actually translate into matches? And then how many of those matches translate into dates? And then how many of those dates translate into something, you know? But of course, since a lot of dudes fall for the bro, you know, just lie about your height and edit your profile pictures. Since a lot of guys fall for this meme, they might get some matches and dates even. But women will realize that they have been basically catfished. That is one of the most meme-ish advice, bro, you know, edit your pictures. The picture meme, right? Okay, let's say you got the matches. You even got the date. You think she won't realize that you basically catfished her? It is going to be a waste of your time, bro.
I can be 90-95% sexually exclusive, but attempting to be 100 is probably going to lead to too much temptation over a long enough timeline, and it will lead to lying, cheating, and the dissolution of the relationship. So why even do that? And the fact of the matter is, though they might not publicly admit it, if your 95% as a man is significantly better than 100% from the other men that woman could potentially transact with, she's not going to like the idea, but she's probably not going to cut off her nose to spite her face.
And he's right here. His suggestion is, okay, be as wealthy and powerful as possible. Because in his mind, that is the only way. The only way. And guys, you gotta understand, from their perspective, they are right. Because that is the only way these guys can ever get any action. They never contemplated on relationship dynamics when they were young. When they were just nerding out during high school and college. So to them, that is the only way. And of course, when the relationship you are in is nothing but a transactional exchange, she won't care who you find. Women say themselves, dude, go find someone else for that. You are allowed. As long as you finance this household, my lifestyle, I don't care. They say it themselves, bro. This happens more than you think. Oh, they don't mind if it is 95%. Brother, they don't mind if it is 0%, 1%. As long as she doesn't have to touch you, they are fine with that.
That woman also expects the man to live with him and to make a certain amount of money and to be a passionate, exciting lover and to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's like a lot of women say, if I can't have all of that, I'd rather have nothing, which might be worse for them and for the children.
But that is the exact result of what they called great. If women are making more money than their male peers, if there are less female needs living with their parents, why would they need the oofy-doofy for? That is why they choose to be a single mother. If they can't tie down a dude they're attracted to, they end up becoming single mothers. They would rather take that risk and hope that a baby will make that difference, will make Chad stay. Oh, it is not the best for the child. A father needs to be there. Brother, you gotta realize that a lot of women will try to baby trap a dude, hoping that a baby can change things. There is not much sense in their heads when they bring those kids to life. No proper game plan or anything, as if the well-being of the child was any of her concerns when she conceived that child. In a world where looks and materialistic possessions are what matters the most, the vast majority of men are expendable and really have nothing to offer. This is just the reality of the case here, man. And the advice given by Manosphere, doesn't matter how much they are complaining about it, is only making the Viktov stronger. I am gonna end the video on this note. Manosphere only makes Viktov stronger with their rhetoric. You can't beat the house by telling men they need to get rich and get rich fast. You look at the others, the rest are repeating Andrew Tate's advice. They just use more sophisticated dog whistle words to come off noble and cool. Viktov has already won. Already won, whether we admit it or not. And I don't see this changing, guys. I don't. Not in our lifetime. The genie is out of the bottle now. This is why I say, guys, if despite all my advice of looks maxing, if despite everything you cannot attract women genuinely without holding them hostage economically, if you cannot achieve that, you should only make money for yourself, for your own well-being and comfort. A transactional marriage these guys suggest you to do with a woman who will be settling for you when you are 35. That is only going to make you regret your decision later in life. If you didn't get that type of love when you were young, before you worked hard and found money, don't think that it is gonna work out. She might think to herself, okay, whatever, man, you know, this is life. Such is life. I will just settle for this guy. I will just get used to it. It is not gonna work out, brother. It will not. Don't be a free agent in life.